Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be back here again this week. And I'm in sunny Hawaii, and I'm looking forward to our show today. We have a wonderful guest coming on. I'll introduce him in a minute. And if anybody'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. If you want to email us, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com. Our guest is over in sunny California, and I know many of you are in this cold weather right now, and it's not going to be too long before you'll get out of it. And I've actually talked to people who like it, so which is amazing to me. But we actually have on Jeff Bush with overflowworks.com. This is going to be a really interesting show today because we're not going to split it up. We're just going to talk about the business and real estate through the whole show. We're going to talk about streamline FHA refinancing, lots of different mortgage tips, and for those of you who are running businesses, which we have many people listening that do, about marketing your business. Jeff has actually has tons of experience in the lending industry, and now he's taken years of experience to reach out and help market businesses and give back, and it's going to be pretty interesting. So with further ado, I'd like to welcome Jeff. How are you? Hi, Jeff. How are you? You're on now.
That's weird. Sorry, I introduced myself. Thanks for having me. And
You know, Jeff, just now I'm just introducing you, and for some reason it got bleeped out for a minute. So, welcome aboard. Welcome for coming on today, and thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I guess you couldn't hear me for a second there. So
no, I said sometimes it's wonderful. We do this internet radio, and it's wonderful because you can be in California. I'm in Hawaii, but technology is not always perfect. So I couldn't hear you right then, so I'm welcome to have you on board and today and discuss everything. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, let's see. Born and raised here in Southern California, and I got into selling marketing to mortgage companies and real estate companies and car dealerships as a kid at about 20 years old. And so I spent about 15 years in the marketing business, mainly selling direct mail or mail out letters for different businesses to get people to call them to refinance their home mortgage or list their home for sale or come buy a car from this car dealership. And then the direct mail company got sold, and I had a non-compete for a couple of years, so I decided to go into the mortgage business myself because I was watching all my clients make a ton of money off the marketing that I was doing, so I knew how to do that well. So I opened a little mortgage company here in Temecula, California in the year 2000, and from 2000 to 2007, we got up to doing about 100 mortgage loans a month. I had about 70 employees and did real well in the mortgage business for that seven-year run. It was kind of a good time. And then 2007 hit, and everything kind of went away. And shut the mortgage company down and went back to my day job, which is back into the marketing business. So kind of been in marketing, you know, businesses and in the loan business myself most of my life. And so now I own this small advertising agency. We got about 15 employees and, you know, did a few million dollars in sales last year, and it's growing, and pretty exciting time to be marketing for, you know, the mortgage business, little refi boom that we're in. So
that is fantastic. So you took your expertise, you started in marketing and then went to the lending, and now you're back in marketing. And it's so nice to be able to, you know, the business inside and out. That's fantastic. And I guess in the old days when you started out, it was strictly via mail, right? Real snail mail.
Yeah, I mean, I started out in, you know, the printing business where we'd go get a mailing list that was targeted to somebody's audience and then write a strong letter and we'd mail it to them and, you know, get X amount of phone calls and X amount of closed transactions and kind of figure out what our cost per sale was and, you know, helped a lot of clients make a lot of money. My biggest client was Ditech Mortgage here in California. They spent $5 million with me over a couple year span. And, you know, generated thousands of funded loans over a couple of years we were running their direct mail program. So I've been involved with some pretty large mortgage companies, you know, Quicken Loans, you know, some of the larger mortgage companies out there. But then I work with a lot of small little broker shops that are, you know, mom and pop and just want to fund an extra 5 or 6 loans a month and build their business. So kind of doing, you know, direct mail marketing and, you know, a little bit of email marketing, telemarketing, phone calls, you know, all direct response related.
So this, the way it works, though, basically right now, because before it was snail mail, is most of it through the email or some direct still door-to-door?
Well, about 90% of my business is still printing and mailing letters to someone's house, putting it in their mailbox, the old snail mail. You know, I had a client spend $100,000 with me last month and just told me he made $500,000 back on his $100,000 investment. So direct mail is still a pretty powerful advertising medium. People kind of think it's gone away, but you know, everything went to Google and internet and pay-per-click over the last few years. But now the internet's so convoluted and competitive that it's funny, people are kind of going back to direct mail. It's starting to make a comeback. So it's just kind of interesting, you know, following, you know, the trends and everything that's changed so much over the last 10 years in marketing and media and cell phones and Google and, you know, but yeah, direct mail is still about 90% of what I do, and maybe the other 10%, you know, doing email marketing for my clients.
That really, it makes so much sense, though, because I think people just feel so inundated these days, right? You're just deciding what to do, what not to do, and you get flooded with emails. So I would imagine the open rate on emails is probably a lot more difficult than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's funny. The average email open rate in America is like 10%. So if you send 10,000 emails, only 1,000 people ever look at it. I'm looking in my trash box right now. I haven't cleaned it out since Friday, and I've got 1,059 junk emails in my inbox right now, trash.
Isn't that amazing?
Five days.
I get like 1,000 emails a day, and it's so much of it's junk. It's really sad, and it's overwhelming. So that's interesting, because I think what you're saying is people are coming back to some of the old-fashioned ways of doing business because it's just so the direct mail, that response, because they're opening it up, it's in their hands, you're finding that's really a good has a great response rate then, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, to send out an email is you know, practically free. I mean, it costs you maybe a penny to send an email, but you only get a 10% open rate, whereas direct mail might cost you 50 cents to print a letter and pay the postage and get a good targeted list. You might spend anywhere from 40 cents to 80 cents a piece to send a letter. But about, you know, 70% of all the letters we mail out get opened, and our response rates are good. And when you mail them a letter, it's a little more official. They can hold something, legitimizes a company a little more than just a random email that could be considered spam. So we're still getting a better ROI on direct mail than we are email, depending
on
the application.
That makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. It's I want to get back to this on the marketing, because I think a lot of people our world's changed so much. I'm going to get back to this in a minute and then go over to some of the financing that we were going to talk about. Our world's changing so much, and people are inundated, and the way of doing business has drastically changed. But it's funny, when I've been in the business for 30 years, when there's certain things that are just not changing and they're never going to change because you're still dealing with people need customer service, and they need that that need for connection, you know, is so important. And so I'm wondering, on the direct mail, do you find most people are using it initially with you and then consistently staying, re-mailing to the same client?
Well, that's a great question. So I've been doing direct mail for 20 years, and I know it pretty well. There's a rule in direct mail that says if you mail the same people twice, the second time you mail them, you only get half the response. Now, advertising agencies don't want you to hear that because ad agencies are all about consistency and branding. So they want to talk you into mailing the same people 3, 4 times, 6 times every month. But in reality, for direct response advertising, it's a bad decision, because if you can go get new names and get a 1% response versus mailing the same names and getting a 0.5% response, it doesn't really pencil out to mail multiple times. From our experience, if you mail a list one time and you get a 1% response, if you wait 90 days and then you mail it again, you can get close to the 1% response again. But as long as there's new names to mail out there, we tend to want to go after new prospects as long as there's enough. Now, if you're, you know, selling, you know, $5 million homes and there's only 500 people that qualify, you're kind of stuck with mailing every month, and that's a big transaction. So it might be worth doing it even if it gets a lower response. But in general, the direct mail will say, you know, once every 90 days. But if you have new names, you're better off going after new.
Wow, that makes so much sense, because I would have thought I guess I have another question. If you're doing it from a marketing standpoint as a business, and you're going in and you're going to that first customer, potential client, the first time in, then you're saying just do it once. Once they're actually your client and customer and you have a working relationship, do you recommend doing that differently? I mean, sending them, you know, just not possibly about your services, but just touch base with them throughout the year?
Yeah, and the rule on a customer database is typically you want to mail them at least once a month. I mean, some guys mail twice a month to their own database. And I guess if somebody just, you know, purchased a home from you last month, the chance of them buying another home, you know, this month is slim. So you might wait, you know, every quarter, every 6 months to stay in touch. I think it depends a lot on what product you're selling. You know, if you're selling cars, they just bought a car. They're probably not going to buy another one next month. But to stay in touch with your customers and mail your, what we call your house file, your customer database, and just to stay in touch, you know, 12 times a year, maybe we mail a birthday card or an anniversary card, and, you know, just to keep your name in front of them so you're top of mind, you know, talking to your own customers. So, yeah, different applications.
So that's a little bit of that's a different type of, no, this is great, because I would have thought to keep mailing that same person in the beginning more than once, and I love this advice, because I think a lot of people would think that you're going to need to keep mailing them even just on the services.
Well, it's interesting. Like, I know you have some realtors on the phone call, and
yeah,
if you're a real estate agent, you really don't know when someone's ready to list their house. So it might be a little different application there, where you mail if you have a farm neighborhood and there's only 1,000 people in your area, you might want to mail them every month, just knowing that you never know when they're ready to sell and you're kind of branding yourself. But direct mail is all a math game. You know, how much did I spend? How many calls did I get? And how many deals did I sell? And what was my ROI? That's all that matters. It's really not a good media for branding, because, you know, direct mail is just not a great branding tool. In fact, when we take logos off the mailer, we usually get a lot more response, just making it more of an official letter instead of branding it. So, you know, direct mail is a lot different than television, radio. It's really all about ROI and what did I spend and what did I make, and that's all that matters, you know. So kind of a little different.
Well, you have so much experience in this, and I was noticing on you, for example, I saw one of the mailings out that you sent out, one of the emails, and you said offering to lenders or loan officers potential of getting a lot of leads for people that want to do FHA refinancing streamlines. And we're going to get into some of the loan things, because I know some of our callers will ask about what exactly FHA streamline is. And if you're in the business, you pretty much know. But the average homeowner who may not be aware of it won't know. But you had mentioned in your email that we ran the people through our Net Tangible Benefits software. So explain that. What is that? That's something that your company offers to be able to say who's more likely to want to do a refi now, who isn't, and that can apply in any of the marketing that you're doing.
Yeah, so net tangible benefit is actually kind of a legal term for HUD FHA. You know, HUD FHA won't allow you to refinance an FHA loan unless there is a net tangible benefit, which is typically you have to lower their house payment by 5%. So, you know, if they're paying, you know, $1,000 a month, you've got to lower their house payment to $950 a month in order for them to legally be able to refinance their FHA loan. So data is such an important element of a direct mail package that we run all of our data to make sure these people can benefit by 5% or it's not worth mailing them because they can't take advantage of the offer. So the net tangible benefit is just kind of an additional tool we use to better qualify our list to make sure these borrowers can save or it's not worth, you know, taking the phone call, you know, based on their interest rate and what their mortgage insurance rate is, you know, and what current rates are. We've got to make sure they can save or don't mail them, don't waste the money. So
that's wonderful. So you actually scrub all these leads when they're mailing out. They're not just taking, okay, I want to go and I want to send out, you know, 5,000 mailers. So people can actually, with you, narrow down, I want specific markets, specific information.
Yeah,
can they do that?
Direct mail is expensive. You know, the post office, bless their hearts, keeps raising our postage rates.
Oh, I know. But that's because they're going out of business with the Internet. That's why, I think.
I know. We keep having to pay for their malfunctions and, you know, waste, I guess. But it's, you know, because direct mail is expensive, we want to target the list as best we can. So we want to target people that are paying higher than current market interest rates or higher mortgage insurance or, you know, people that can truly benefit from a refinance or it's not worth mailing them. So we try to just target the list the best we can. And, you know, typical, you know, response rates, if you mail 10,000 letters, you get anywhere from, you know, 0.5% to 1% response, so 50 to 100 inbound phone calls. And then, you know, you want those calls when they come in to be qualified to save money so that you can benefit them and it makes sense for them to, you know, to refinance or it's not worth it. So just kind of a targeting tool.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant, though. So you have that targeting tool, like through your, you know, the software that you have. I mean, basically to pull out, to see what their payments were. I mean, what their mortgage is, what the cost is, et cetera. And you have that.
We have a database of about 55 million homeowners in the whole United States with, you know, name, address, loan dates, loan amounts, interest rates, mortgage insurance, when they funded their loan, if they have a second mortgage. And then, you know, there's further targeting if you go to the credit bureaus where you can get, you know, revolving debt,
right,
if they need to pay off credit cards and credit scores. And so there's so many different mailing lists available out there.
I just love what you're doing, though, because it's just, I just always think a lot of the companies are just saying, you know, okay, we're going to do direct mailing, but they're not really narrowing it down. So if somebody, if somebody wants to do just a general mailing and they don't have you narrow it down versus one narrowed down, what's the difference in cost approximately?
So great question. They have, the post office has been promoting something called Every Door Direct Mail. So the post office will let you mail an oversized postcard for 17 cents a piece. I mean, a first-class stamp is now, what, 49 cents? So you cut your postage cost from 49 cents down to 17 cents. The only rule is you have to saturate the neighborhood. So everybody in a particular carrier route, which is typically, you know, 10 or 20 homes in a postal carrier's route, you know, you have to mail everybody. So it's kind of the opposite of targeted direct mail. It's more like blanketed direct mail where, you know, works good for a realtor, like I said, that has a farm area where you just mail a neighborhood and say, you know, you want to list your home for sale, I'm a specialist in the neighborhood. So every mail is a direct mail medium. It's just not targeted towards any specific list. You just mail everyone. So instead of paying, you know, 50 to 70 cents a piece for your mail, you might pay 30 or 40 cents. So you get a lot better cost, but you lose the targeting ability. So again, each business, each, you know, depending on the product you're selling, you know, one could apply more than the other.
And targeting is so important. And so what would it cost approximately if it is targeted and it's been scrubbed and these are refined lists?
Yeah, I mean, our average direct mail goes out of here at around 60 cents a piece, and about half of that is third-class postage. Third-class postage runs on average around 30 cents per mailer. and then 30 cents to print up a nice letter and envelope and go get the data and, you know, track it with a toll-free phone number so we can track the calls, record the phone calls. So a typical package is around 60 cents a piece. I mean, I have some clients doing massive quantity mailing, you know, 300,000-400,000 letters a month that are maybe paying 40 cents a piece. And then, you know, I have some people that are like, hey, I want to go after these million-dollar jumbo loans, and they'll spend $5 or $6 a piece, you know, UPSing the envelope in an official cardboard envelope. So it really varies depending on, you know, what you do. But 60 cents is a pretty good average.
And you just mentioned about calls. You actually handle calls for them too?
Well, we give them a toll-free number, and we put it on their mail piece. And that toll-free number rings to their cell phone or rings to their office. And what happens is every time they get a phone call, they get an email with the caller ID. So if they miss a call, they can call them back at that caller ID. And then we have this big internet website that tracks all these phone calls through these unique toll-free numbers. It actually records the phone calls, so some of our clients use it for training. They can record all the phone calls and see, you know, how their sales team treated these leads. And that's, you know, getting the phone to ring and calls and leads coming in is one thing with direct mail, but then converting them into sales is kind of a whole other level of management, training, tracking. So it's all kind of part of that puzzle to get your ROI on direct mail.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So now can they give you their own toll-free number if they want to, or would they own the number? Because that's one thing. I mean, somebody may not want to buy a number from you and then not have that forever.
So good question. I mean, the phone number literally cost me $5 a month, and then they charge me a little bit extra for the long-distance phone bill. Instead of paying 3 or 4 cents a minute, you might pay 6 or 7 cents a minute. So this service literally only costs, you know, including the phone bill, it's only $20 to $30 a month, depending on, you know, how much mail you're doing and how many calls you're getting. And we typically leave a client's toll-free number on for, you know, 3 to 4 months to make sure they pick up, you know, 99.9% of the calls.
We were to do it with you, I'm just speaking, you know, because we have a lot of people that are agents and brokers that listen, and mortgage brokers. If we'd be able to own that number, so that number could be put on in other places later if needed. So if a call comes in 2 years from now, it's still going to be going to us.
Yeah, we actually do that. Let's say that you use a toll-free number from us, and then you say, hey, I want to use that on some other advertising. We will actually transfer the phone number over to you where you own it. You sign up and just pay the phone bill, and then you take the phone number. A lot of our clients, I have one client that has 37 different toll-free numbers, and he uses different toll-free numbers for different states. Because he has loan officers that are licensed in different states, so he's got different call groups where each toll-free number rings to a different group. He runs a toll-free number on the radio, a different toll-free number on his website, his television, so you can track all of his advertising and know exactly what his return is and cost per call is. So
I love it. I love
it. Yeah.
You are so experienced with this. I just, you know, I've been in the industry 30 years, and of course we do marketing and other things, and I just didn't realize that you have such a great, you have it set up down to a science to where it's really so much more beneficial than to just go out and do that, throw the mud against the wall, you know, kind of open, not focused. Hey, I want to, if it's okay with you, I'm not going to take a commercial break because we have a lot to talk about, and we're already down 25 minutes into the show. It goes by pretty fast. Can you go, please give your contact information because I want to be able to make sure people can reach you and...
Yeah, so, I mean, the company's website is just overflowworks.com, and if you go to that website, you'll see everything on there. We've got the toll-free number. If somebody wanted to just give us a call, our toll-free number is 800-784-5194. And then my personal business email address is just jeffbush@overflowworks.com. So it's Jeff and then Bush, B-U-S-H, like the president, not the beer.
Well, the other one might be coming in. Jeb might be coming in too. So
that's what we're hearing. Yeah, cousin Jeb might be getting in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's overworks with an S .com.
It's actually overflow. So
overflow.
Like the word over, and then flow, and then works with an S on the end .com. That's the full pronunciation of it.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to just spell it out, overflowworks.com. And the toll-free number, again, is 800-784-5194. 5194. This is wonderful what you're doing to actually narrow it down and make it worth it. I mean, I would think anyone would want to spend $1 to $3 for really qualified leads rather than 17 cents for, you know, not to the throwing it to the wind. And again, you mentioned that it does depend on what type of marketing you're doing, what you're into doing, if you're doing branding or others. But I love this. So your software and then the type, because the toll-free numbers they can purchase. You also do this for car dealers, solar, and other businesses, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've done direct mail for Starbucks coffee, Albertsons, you know, drugstores, you know, solar companies. I mean, KinderCare, you know, recruiting kids into kindergarten. I mean, daycare. I've done just about anything you can imagine for direct mail. Most products can be sold, you know, through direct mail. But my main focus has been, you know, car dealers and mortgage companies. We try to focus on clients who have a big ticket item. I mean, when they sell a car, they make $3,000 or $4,000 profit. If they sell a mortgage, they might make $3,000 or $4,000 profit. So any big ticket items, you know, because the cost of direct mail being, you know, just 50, 60 cents per mailer, you kind of have to have a bigger product with a decent profit margin on it to be able to afford to do direct mail. You can't sell, you know, 99 cent toothbrushes and then spend 50 cents
exactly.
on the mail.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
So bigger ticket items, you know, solar is a big thing right now. You know, for solar's, what, $30,000, $40,000 to get rid of your electric bill. And there's, you know, pretty good margins on that. So it's just all about ROI. But, yeah, I've done so much direct mail in all different realms that, you know, we can look at it and see if it'll work. And then, like we always say, just we test it in small quantities, make sure you get an ROI, and then you could roll it out and make it, you know, larger.
So your company actually, I mean, you'll actually, you know, somebody can call you and ask for advice and say, this is what I want to do, and you'll give recommendations based on it.
Yeah, you know, here's what I sell. You know, if I invested, you know, a few thousand dollars in direct mail, what would my return be? Well, you know, we can give you a pretty good estimate of how many calls and walk you through the whole process and, you know, send sample letters and run counts for your geography, your state, your county, for exactly what you want. I mean, right now our mortgage clients are really going after this FHA refinance because the government lowered the mortgage insurance, so borrowers can kind of instantly save, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a year just in their FHA mortgage insurance. So that's kind of our big niche right now. We kind of follow with what's happening in the marketplace and then go build mailing lists and letters that kind of tie into, you know, what's going on, you know, nationally or
Let me jump over to that a little bit for the listeners that wanted to hear about the Streamline FHA refinancing. And the FHA Streamline refinancing means that they don't have to have an appraisal. It's Streamline, right? They pretty much are going to go in and typically not even look at the credit, depending on if it's their first mortgage. So you want to? I know you're familiar with that and with the mortgage insurance. I guess when you were getting in 2000. In the old days, people always had to pay on mortgage insurance, whether you, on an FHA loan, whether you paid it off or not. Well, you had, even if you paid 20% down on mortgage insurance, which typically, just as a rule of thumb, if you're getting a loan, you have to put at least 20% into it to not have mortgage insurance. Now, there's a lot of loans now that are 90-10-10 loans, I mean, 80-10-10 loans. Still, I mean, I'm seeing them come back a little bit where the mortgage insurance is tied in and then still after 20% is paid down, you don't have to pay it. With FHA, you always for years had to pay it, and then they took that away. I think they probably took it away when you started in 2000, and now they brought it back where you're stuck having to pay the mortgage insurance, and the only way to get rid of it is to refinance. But this, tell us, you know, this new change is prompting a lot of people to go ahead and refi, and just give us your take on that.
Yeah, so what happened was, you know, HUD and FHA were going broke, and they basically just raised the mortgage insurance to put some money in the bank. I mean, back in 2009, when you got an FHA loan, you would pay 0.5% in mortgage insurance. So if you had a $200,000 loan amount times 0.5%, it's $1,000 a year divided by 12, it's $83 a month in mortgage insurance. Well, then in 2011, they raised it from 0.5 to like 0.9, and then they took it to 1.1. And then in April of 2013, they actually raised the mortgage insurance to 1.35%. So a $200,000 loan times 1.35% equals $2,700 a year divided by 12, $225 a month is what you're paying just for mortgage insurance. It's not a write-off.
That's a lot of money.
There's no benefit of it. So what happened is, you know, Obama, January 8th of this year, came out and said, hey, we're going to cut mortgage insurance from 1.35 down to 0.875. So you're going to save half a point by refinancing. We're just going to lower your mortgage insurance. And so if you have an FHA loan, you can streamline refinance, no appraisal, no income, no credit score. I don't think you really pay any fees. I don't think FHA even allows the mortgage companies to really charge fees. So it's really a great benefit for a homeowner in an FHA loan to refinance on a streamlined FHA. And rates right now are so low. I mean, rates are in the threes. So, you know, rates are low, and you can lower your mortgage insurance at the same time. So, you know, the average borrower can probably save, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 a year, you know, instantly, pretty easily. So it's a pretty big deal right now. It's kind of a refi boom going on because of this.
That's fantastic. And then they have to figure out, depending on when they took it, when they actually took out the loan and all the numbers. So this is, and I see you found, like, it's, I'm reading another email, over 418,000 new FHA streamline records that fit this criteria, right? They're basically going to save about $150 to $750 off their current payment. That's pretty high. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's about 418,000 FHA loans from the last, you know, year and a half that can instantly save money. And then there's another million people that maybe their mortgage insurance is not extremely high because they got their loan in 09, 10, 11, or 12. But back in 09 and 10, interest rates were 5, 5.5%. Today's rates are 3.5%, so they can save money just by lowering their rate. And again, no income, no appraisal, no credit score, pretty easy loan to qualify for. So there's just a ton of FHA borrowers refinancing to save money right now.
That's fantastic. That's, yeah, and it really, because I guess a lot of people with the credit, that's a huge difference, and then they've calculated it out. So that's fantastic. I just love how you're scrubbing it down because, I mean, that makes such a difference. So you actually go back and you just with your knowledge, you say, okay, let's go back 2 years, 3 years. Let's go and see what makes the best sense. So, yeah, this is great. The loan business, you probably, I guess you were doing all types of loans when you got in, I would imagine, right? If you were doing Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, just...
Yeah, back in from 2000 to 2007, there's a lot more loans available, a lot more aggressive loans. I mean, we did, you know, refinance, purchase, you know, cash out loans, you know, every type of loan imaginable, FHA, VA, you know, the standard type government loans. So we did a little bit of everything. We were doing about 100 loans a month in my little office here in Temecula. So, I was spending about $100,000 a month on direct mail. So I figured out it was costing me, you know, $1,000 per loan to get a loan funded off direct mail. So that worked for me.
And you never stopped that because of your background. You just kept doing it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Having that background in direct mail helped, you know, get my mortgage company started. Marketing is so crucial to any business. I mean, sales and marketing, but marketing just makes it easier to sell. So they kind of go together.
I love it. And then the car and the business, other businesses. So somebody that can be in any industry and contact you, and then you can actually scrub the leads for them, or is it specifically car, solar, and real estate?
I mean, we can do direct mail for any business, but depending on what their product is and what they're selling, you know, how targeted of a list can we get, and what's the cost to send the direct mail, and then what's the anticipated return. And I won't take a client's money unless I look at the whole package and go, okay, this is a winner. You're going to spend $3,000 with me, and you're going to make, you know, $12,000 or $15,000 back, or we don't want to do it. So we'd have to look at, you know, the product they're selling. You know, is there a targeted list for that particular customer, you know, customers that look like your database? And then writing a custom letter that's going to attract those types of people to call you. So, yeah, we'd look at it, you know, each one kind of separately. And you know, the big thing about direct mail is if you can't mail 5,000 letters, you know, for $3,000, if you don't have that kind of money to invest, it's hard to get a return on direct mail. Like, we don't do 500 mailers or 1,000 mailers. And there's
right, you have to do a larger number.
Yeah, it's a, you know, $3,000, $4,000 is kind of our minimum order, so it's a, quite an investment. But you know, if you know, you sell one house, or you sell one loan, or you sell one car, it typically pays back your entire investment, and then everything after that's profit. So, you know, typical return is, you know, five times your investment. So if I invest $3,000, I $15,000 back, and that's, you know, that's a good month. That's a nice profit for a business to grow. And
the rate of return looks fantastic. So you actually, and then that's just great. So again, I want to mention your contact information too. It's overflowworks.com. Toll-free number is 800-784-5194. And this is Jeff Bush, the owner of the company that's speaking to us now. And I'm just amazed at how you set it up and you're doing it. So do people actually, you actually even, do they give you the letter and you put it together and you send it out? You're actually doing the, and the toll-free numbers running through your company? Because, you know, a lot of these mailing companies, it's going to be our number, or, and we have to, you know, give you what we want. You do the artwork, and then it goes out, whether it's just a, you know, a flyer, mailer, whatever. So you actually assist in giving them advice, and actually they can just give you the material, and then you make it, you do camera ready, and that's it, pretty much, take it through the next.
Yeah,
mean,
so
you, when you, when, go ahead.
You finish, sorry.
No, I was just saying, do they actually, you actually do it all the way from the letter to the envelopes and send it out, or do you give it back to, I mean, how does this work?
So we call ourselves full service direct mail. So we will, you know, some of our clients are currently spending $100,000 a month on direct mail and only getting a 0.25 response rate. So they'll send us their mail piece and go, hey, what do you suggest we change on the mail piece, the offer, or the list to try to get us up to a 0.5% or 1% response? And so those clients that are already somewhat sophisticated with direct mail, we just try to rewrite the copy of the offer, pull better data to get their response rates up. So that might be one customer. Another customer, maybe he's never done direct mail before and trying to figure out how to make it work. So we just show him, hey, here's kind of some letters that have worked for us in the past. Here's the data. So we can do any element of that, but we like to take full ownership of the campaign because we've got to answer back to you in 30 days to make sure you made money on this. So we typically will design the letter, our artists. We go print the letters on our printing presses. We insert the letter into the envelope on our inserters. We go, you know, purchase the data targeted to your market and kind of discuss that with you for city zip codes, criteria on the data. Then we use our toll-free tracking number. So at the end of the campaign, we can both look and see how many calls did you get, how many did you convert to sales, and what did you make. So we like to do it full service, but we do bits and pieces. If a client wants their own local phone number on the mailer, of course, we'll take their phone number, put the artwork together, and print and mail it. But now we can track it, so it's just up to you. We just like to be as involved as we can to get that ROI, because that's our.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's, and then can this, can anybody use your services anywhere in the United States?
Yeah, we do business in all 50 states. I just did Alaska Lending. She's in Anchorage, Alaska, and I just did a mortgage client in Tampa, Florida, and Brooklyn, New York. So we're kind of in all 50 states. We do it mainly over the phone. And, you know, proofing and emailing and data, and it's all, yeah, we're pretty much have clients in every state.
That's fantastic. So somebody, and then somebody wants to do, you say 5,000, yeah, that's pretty, so some people are doing 100,000, they're spending 100,000 a month, basically. It all depends on what their rate of return is and what they want to do. This is fantastic. I love it. What about clients that want to do the emails and send to target it, for example, to consumers or to mortgage brokers? Can they do that through email as well?
Yes, we have email lists, and you know, we can design emails and deploy them for our clients. So we can get lists, design emails with links, and take them back to your website or filling out a form and kind of just a totally different form of direct marketing, but we're still looking for that. You know, how many did I send? What did it cost me? What was my return? You know, it's all about ROI. What we really like doing is if we're going to mail 10,000 letters out, let's just say, and you're going to spend 50 cents a piece, you spend $5,000 mailing 10,000 letters, you know, we know we're going to get 50 to 100 inbound phone calls and close some business off that and get a good ROI. What we like to do is send those 10,000 names and addresses out, and we match an email that's registered to that address under that person's name. So we get about 3,500, about 35% of the emails that match that person's name and mailing address. And so then we send them a direct mail piece into their mailbox. Then we send them an email into their inbox. And then we get about 1,000 phone numbers out of 10,000 that people that are on the do not call list that we can telemarket to. So we like the direct mail, email, phone call approach, kind of a three-pronged marketing campaign where they all kind of reinforce each other and they all get a good return on investment. So we have a lot of clients that direct mail, email, and call through that whole database and kind of amortizing the cost of the data over three different advertising.
Oh, I really love that. So you're actually, it's kind of like a drip campaign, but not you're kind of, you're grabbing it and then taking it over to the other place if it needs to be, right?
Yeah. Let's reach them in their mailbox. Let's reach them in their inbox. Let's reach them on the phone and just kind of, you know, you never know how people want to be contacted. So all three tends to work good. And you know, once you buy the data, you kind of have it all. So it's, you know, and then once we have it all, we send a copy of the data to the client if they want to do some emailing and calling on their own. Sometimes they decide to do that too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So say just off it's $5,000 and want to do $10,000 and they're going to do mailing, send out mailing to 10,000. Does that also, that would include the email and the call, like the toll-free number and everything set up so they can kind of go both ways? I'm just trying to...
Well, 50 or 60 cents a piece is typically just the direct mail, the postage, the printing, the mailing list, targeted mailing out. You know, emails
okay.
might cost an extra 20 cents to go get a good email list. And mainly that's just the list cost to buy good, valid
right.
opt-in email addresses. And then, you know, to get a phone list, it might be 5 or 10 cents. So you might take your cost from 50 cents to just do direct mail up to, say, 80 cents if you're going to direct mail, email, and call.
Okay, that's fantastic, though. What do you think, I mean, since you're, I mean, you're the expert on this for sure, and you really, it's just amazing. I can imagine your programming and software, you just had to really have things set up to make this work seamlessly. But what do you think on the rate of return, the ROI would be on just somebody totally emailing and not doing the hard copy mail?
You know, great question. We don't like doing that as much. It's just we like to reinforce it with mail and email and phones. But if somebody just wanted to do email marketing, you know, they say even though as bad as email is and spam and trash and canned spam laws, email marketing is still the highest ROI of any marketing in America. I mean,
it is?
Television direct mail. Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's so cheap. I mean, you spend a penny or two to send the email. You got to spend
right.
some money buying good email addresses.
Right.
You know, so there still is a big ROI. It's just a matter of how many email addresses can we get that match all your criteria in your geographical area. So all that would have to be looked at. So, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, if direct mail is a 5 times ROI, email might be 10 times. I mean, I've heard it's double.
I just wonder, though, so many emails go into people's junk spam boxes. You know, we have a real estate, we have brokerages, and then we have a membership association. And under the brokerage, is we have to send forms, you know, and you're constantly sending forms. And they'll go into people's spam box just because, you know, with a name like Realty Universal, the bots pick it up like it's spam, and it's not spam. So I just wonder how many get bounced back and all that. That's really good to know. That's really so. And I love your approach though to do a little bit of both. Do the hard, you know, the mail, email, and call. And you've got it set up just to plug right in. That's brilliant. It's definitely brilliant. And marketing. I mean, it just shows you though today's day. I mean, you can never marketing such a huge part of any business. And you talk to a lot of people that really skimp on the marketing. And it shows. It really overflows into the business. You can see why they're not making as many sales. This is great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just your whole marketing platform and what you're going out there with. You know, I just read something really interesting. They just talked about, you know, basically marketing, its only job is to make it easier to sell. I mean, sales jobs pay a lot more than marketing jobs, but if you can kind of warm up the prospect to make it easier to sell them through your marketing, it's really marketing's only job. It's a slave to sales in some way, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely. Wow, this is great. And you're just the perfect person. I mean, I'm really impressed because we've dealt with marketing companies over the years. And I guess I didn't realize there's such a huge disparity in what somebody's doing for you, you know, versus like, sounds like you really, really have narrowed it down to get a niche in this and do it in such a productive way. So I imagine you have plenty of repeat clients coming back.
Yeah, we say direct mail is an art and a science. You know, the art is definitely putting the letter together and creating the offer. And sometimes the ugliest mailers in the world get twice the response rate as the prettiest ones, you know. And so it's really a skill set. and if you go to an advertising agency to do direct mail, I mean, 90% of ad agencies really don't understand direct mail. They're more media, branding, pretty pictures. They just don't understand that it's all about getting an incoming phone call, and then that's all that matters, you know, with direct mail, an ROI. So it's interesting. You've got the art side of it, which is, you know, the letter, creating the offer, how you design the letter for direct mail, copywriting, specifications. And then the science of it is definitely on the data side. I mean, we have, you know, data architects that go into these databases and pull out the most likely to respond and convert prospects. And that's definitely, you know, science. One of my clients has a statistics major that has, when she get her BA degree from Stanford, and then her PhD from UCLA in statistics.
Wow.
And she is in there on a six-figure income watching all the statistics of these campaigns to properly track them. And so it really does get scientific when it comes into the data. And, you know, I mean, they've got a $4 million a month direct mail budget, so it's a big number. And every little bit of response increase or conversion increase really helps. So
there really is a science to it, and you're an expert in it, so you get the art and the science and all of it tied in together. You know, it's kind of like people, it's definitely not like throwing mud at the wall and seeing what sticks. You actually have such a system set up that I'm really impressed, because I, you know, like I said, I've been in the business a long time, and I see a lot out there, and people, I think, sometimes are paying, okay, we're throwing it out there, and let's see what happens, and you're really going to another level, which is what people always pay more for, quality and you know, getting the results.
That's really funny. Great. I sat down with a client yesterday in Orange County that spends $4 million a month on direct mail. And it's funny when people call me and say, yeah, direct mail is kind of old school and it doesn't work. And I'm thinking, wow, don't you think the first month this guy spent $4 million on direct mail, if it didn't work, don't you think he would have stopped? I mean, $4 million a month.
What kind of business
is
he?
Direct mail. He owns a large mortgage company, top 20 in America.
Okay.
And it's just interesting that, you know, somebody could be spending $4 million a month on direct mail and just you know, blowing it out of the park. And then somebody I talked to the same day is like, oh, direct mail doesn't work. You know, it's just funny. Direct mail doesn't work if you have a bad list. And if you have a bad offer, direct mail doesn't work. So there's a right way to do it and a wrong way. And
I'm really impressed with what you're – yeah. No, but you know it, and that's the big deal. Because I think nowadays, I don't know, I've found – we are thrown, so much stuff is thrown at everybody nowadays. You know, used to be you have a few choices or you really learn about what you're getting doing. But now when so much, it's so inundating to decide, try this, try that, and it's always good to test and test market. But it sounds like you've taken all that work out of it and you've got it down to a science and you have the expertise. So I can really see where it's great with the mortgages too and the car and solar, and I can see it with what you're doing. It's just... you've created a dynamo business, and it's good because businesses need to stand out. You know, I do, my biggest strength in my industry is always negotiating. They don't call me in for the easy deals. It's when the problem deals come up. I'd be like, how did you do? And it's something you learn over a period. You know, it's like there is an art to all our own businesses, you know, if they really go in. And you know, we want to say it's not rocket science, but, you know, on the other hand, there really is the – especially with people in marketing, you have the touchy-feely, and you have to, like you said, some of the ugliest pieces will get opened, right? Because they're curious. You jar it. Something's different about this, right? This is great. And then the follow-through is huge. How many – you've been in sales for years, and I've been in sales for years. How many times do you see where somebody's got the prospect right there, they just don't follow through, and it's dropped? You know, it's just – they
right,
lose it.
Right.
I mean, it happens constantly, and isn't it ridiculous? It's silly, but it happens, and it sounds like you've got such a good setup to do it all the ways around. So I want to mention your information again, because people listen. A lot of people also listen archive, and your phone number is 800 784 5419. We're talking to Jeff Bush with overflowworks.com, and the website is overflowworks.com. It's fantastic. And so I guess you probably know quite a lot of brokers, real estate mortgage brokers around the country.
Yeah, I've probably done business with, I don't know, 1,000 mortgage brokers, mainly the larger ones that have, you know, budgets for, you know, $5,000 up to $4 million a month, you know, big range of direct
right.
mail. So, yeah, I've done business with a lot of them and meeting new ones every day. And, yeah, so I know the mortgage business and landscape out there pretty well, just being around in trade shows and all that.
That's it. Now, if somebody wanted to mail to like a million, say, mail agents, and we have a real estate membership association, so we deal with more small mom-and-pop brokerages, that, you know, that's our target market in our membership association. And the reason is because we offer real estate menu systems where buyers and sellers can choose. They can do anything from a flat fee all the way up to full service. We also have buyer rebate programs. So anyone who is a member in any of our 50 states has to, you know, offer real estate menu systems. So, for example, something like that would be there's about 1.3 million people, agents and brokers that are in part of National Association of Realtors. Would you suggest in something like that, hey, do your email campaigns? Because, you know, 1 million is quite a lot of pieces to do direct mail to. The other thing with that is out of 1 million or 1.3 million agents and brokers, the target market are the mom-pa brokerages. So if somebody is with Coldwell Banker or Century 21, and they're not allowed to offer a menu program, they're not able to do flat fee for service, for sale by owner programs, buyer rebates, they wouldn't be a target market. Now they would be if they switch brokerages, you know. So what would you suggest? I'm giving you a scenario because it's a question of ours, and I think it's a good example. You can give me a good answer. What would you suggest in a situation like that? To have it scrubbed down and get down to 200,000 or 300,000 agents and brokers, or what would you?
So let me see if I understand the whole picture here. You're talking about a loan officer wants to get in with a realtor and earn their loan business, so they want to market to a realtor to call them so they can do their loans for them?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me because I was – I'm calling, like, say specifically for us, real estate brokerage. We have two real estate brokerages, and then we have a membership association, and our membership association is called Realty Universal.
And the members are current, like,
the members are agents and brokers, real estate, not mortgage brokers.
Okay.
So they're real estate agents and brokers, and they the typical target market is a mom-pop brokerage. You know, the broker has maybe 5, 10, 15 agents in their brokerage.
Big franchise like the Coldwell Banker.
They're not the big, right? They're not the big franchises because a lot of people, they have a great following and they run their businesses. And, you know, so our target market are the mom pop brokerages because we give support, training, they get discounts on national advertising worldwide, you know, just everything because we can do it in bulk, you know, and be able to pass it on to our members. Everybody has to, the big caveat is they have to be able to offer a real estate menu system product to the clients and customers. Clients and customers meaning buyers and sellers. So when you get to like Coldwell Banker, Century 21, most of them are still doing business only the old-fashioned, the traditional way. They've test marketed these other ways, and I guess because the markets have still been good enough, they don't want to give up the money, I think is from what I can see, you know, and everything. So our target market, if has to be an agent or broker that's allowed to offer a for sale by owner program where someone gets in the MLS, they're allowed to offer buyer rebate programs, and that can even be done in states where you just do it through the contract, through the loan, you know, through the deal. And so the target is agents and brokers, real estate agents, brokers, but not, you know, there's like say 1.3 million, for example, belong to National Association of Realtors. Out of that 1.3 million. Many are going to be not able to offer the programs, maybe a couple hundred thousand. So it would be better to scrub it down, but it may be hard to scrub it down unless you're just saying, hey, we're just targeting brokerages with under 20 agents or something, under 10. You know, that would be a way to do it. But I'm just asking for – so it's just a suggestion because a lot of businesses run into these
things. So we've got 1.3 million people to choose from to mail, and we're going to try to cut it down to the best 10,000 most likely to respond to your offer.
Okay. So how would you do that? Is that even possible?
We're kind of talking definitely a business-to-business type mailing versus business-to-consumer, so a little different just because you're talking about business. You know, the first thing we do is run, you know, the SIC code for realtors and find out, first of all, how many broker owners are out there, because if there's 1.3 million realtors, I don't know how many actual brokers there would be, and we'd look for, you know, shops that have, like you said, 1 to 5 employees. We might be able to get information on how many transactions they're doing. Are they doing it more on the buyer side or more on the seller side? And then we might target specific geography, like certain states or counties where you've seen, you know, more success. So we might model the geography of where your clients are and try to look at, let's look at your customers now and just try to go build a list that looks like that. You are right.
Okay.
Not as easy to cut down as a consumer list, because there's so many, you know, brokers probably doing, like you said, 1 to 5 real estate transactions a month. But we could certainly look at, you know, geography, SIC codes, number of employees, revenue, purchase or listing side. We might look at people that have websites. If they don't have a website, they're probably not going to do much marketing.
No.
You know, and
then,
out of that group, you know, how many email addresses can we actually pick up that are valid, you know, mailing addresses, you know, so that's just off the top of my head.
That sounds fantastic. So you can really do that. You can really get that narrowed down that much, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And then if we cut it from 1.3 million down to maybe 300,000, now we got to cut it down to 5 or 10,000. But it doesn't sound like there's anything else we can do to further target the list. So now it comes down to, you know, what's our offer? And what are we mailing them? What are we showing them?
Well, would
them?
It be, like, for example, the emails, they would be getting sent to a landing page, right, for the emails. So would it make sense to send to 300,000 emails out to 300,000, and then the much more targeted list do the, you know, 10,000 out to them, the mailers as well?
Yeah, and what I'd suggest doing is, I mean, 300,000 emails for a penny a piece for, you know, for $3,000, I can reach 300,000 people. It sounds a lot better than for $3,000, I can mail 5,000 letters. I mean, that just sounds horrible, right? But at the end of the day, you might have a bigger ROI on the direct mail than the email. So we'd go
two different
toll-free numbers, spend $3,000 on this campaign, mailing them something physical in the mail. Because we know realtors' email addresses are all over the world, so they get, 300-400 emails a day? That is
it's horrible.
Breakthrough email.
It's horrible.
Yeah, so I wouldn't put all my money into one idea. I might test, you know, one small direct mail campaign and one email campaign and send it out and see how many responses did I get, because it really doesn't matter how many people you sent the email to. It's all about how many replies you got, and then, you know, did they convert to a sale? Sometimes if they receive a nice, you know, mailer from you, they tend to convert a little better because they're a little more trusting that you spent money on putting something physical in the mail to them versus an email. So I would suggest testing email versus direct mail, you know, or do the direct mail campaign to them. And
or do test. You could test both, right? Kind of do what you're saying.
Yeah. And then,
but you guys, because there's a lot of other people that, I mean, are going to listen to this, and you guys can really narrow this down really well. I mean, it's just amazing. You're really... it sounds like it's a natural for you, you know, to say, hey, this is the best way to go. But
like I said, it's hard to cut down a list from a million down to 5,000 of your best prospects. But if they all look the same and they're all doing the number of transactions and they look like a client, now it really becomes, you know, we can't target the list any further. We don't know who's going to respond to this. So now it's all about writing, you know, copy and putting something in front of them and see which one, you know, generates the best response and see if we can get that ROI, you know.
You know what, we're down to, we have about a minute left. Can you believe the time goes by fast? That's why I didn't want to jump in and do any commercials. It was because I knew this was going to go by fast. I'm definitely going to be back in touch with you too, and this was such a pleasure having you on the line. And this, again, is Jeff Bush with OverflowWorks.com. You really know what you're doing, and that makes such a difference. It's huge. I mean, because I think it's huge because there's so much information and so many choices, and lots of choices are just throwing things to the wind, and you definitely are narrowing it down, so you're getting a good bang for your buck, right? A good ROI, and you have the systems in place to do it. So I definitely hope you'll be back, and I know a lot of people are going to benefit show today. So But I want to thank you so much for coming on. We're running out of time as usual. And
well, yeah, I appreciate you having me. It was fun, and hopefully I, you know, was able to give a little education on how to make direct mail work. If somebody, you know, wanted to reach out to me, I'd love to chat with them and look at the product and look at the target audience. And, you know, it's fun. It's kind of what I do. So
I'm going to be recommending you to all our affiliates. That's for sure. Absolutely. I'm just really impressed. And I'll be in back in touch too. So to everybody out there, thank you for listening today. And I wish you peace. And thanks again.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go